The story of Zacchaeus and Jesus contains a bit of magic and a whole lot of love. It all takes place in Jericho, possibly the oldest city in the world. And here we find Jesus with his disciples just passing through on his final journey toward Jerusalem. Now, the richest man in all of Jericho was named Zacchaeus, the tax collector. You know, one of those 87,000 who are going to be... I'm getting that in the morning newspaper confused. The tax collector. Because of his occupation, he was considered by his own people, the Jews, to be an outcast, a traitor, and a collaborator with the Roman invaders. What I can promise you is a tax collector in those days was just about as exciting as a tax collector today. He was banned from the temple. This little man of shameless wealth was pushing his way through an unwelcoming crowd. Zacchaeus had heard that Jesus was passing through town and he wanted to see him very much. So he ran ahead of the crowd, saw a tall sycamore tree by the side of the road, climbed it, and sat half hidden among the branches. This man of short stature wanted so much to see Jesus, to see him not just for what he looked like, but for what was in his heart. Zacchaeus had heard somewhere that to know the heart of Jesus was to give your own heart possibilities. And then, when he suddenly looked down from his perch in the tree and saw Jesus himself smiling up at him, saying, "Zacchaeus, hurry up, get down here. Today I'm going to stay at your house." Well, Zacchaeus couldn't believe his ears. To be called by name, to be recognized as a human being, to be treated like a friend. All Zacchaeus's anger and shame, his embarrassment at being rejected by his own people, no longer mattered. The dry sand desert in his heart had suddenly turned into a lush, verdant garden. For this man named Jesus was calling him by name. Well, you can imagine this picture. He shimmied down the tree trunk with his robes all a-flying and everything. He ran to Jesus, happy to welcome him into his own home, into his own house. But all the others who saw it, well, they just stayed in place, grumbling. The crowd is always grumbling. Grumbling to one another and saying, "Jesus has gone to stay at the house of a sinner." But Zacchaeus, filled with joy and happiness, turned to Jesus and said, "Look, I have not lived my life well. I have been a crook and a scoundrel. My own people hate me. And sometimes in the dark of the night, I hate myself. So, Jesus, half of all my possessions I shall give to the poor. And if I have extorted anyone of anything, I will pay them back four times as much." Jesus then turned to the crowd and he spoke, "Today, this day, salvation has come to this house, because our brother Zacchaeus is also a son of Abraham. So the Son of Man has come to seek out and to save all that was lost." But preacher, you started this little homily with a statement about magic and about love. So you ask, where is the magic? Where is the love in this story? Well, for me, my friends, that's very simple. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door shall be opened to you. Amen.